Father Mitch Packwell, and I'm here to talk about how faith matters. Now, I'd love us to take a look at the book of Revelation, chapter 4 and 5. Can't go through the whole thing, but there are a couple points I'd love to mention. Notice how St. John has this fantastic vision of heaven with all this beauty, and we'll have to go into that in detail in a series I want to do eventually on Revelation. But then we also see that around the throne of God are 24 thrones with these 24 elders. I'm certain that that refers to the 12 elders, the 12 patriarchs of Israel, and the 12 apostles. Remember, the Lord built his church on the foundation of the prophets and the apostles. So I think that's what's there. Plus, there are these four living creatures, one who has a shape like a lion, the second like an ox, the third with the face of a man, the fourth like a flying eagle. And these living creatures are around the throne too. And what do? Day and night, this is in chapter 4, verse 8, day and night, they never cease to sing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." And that whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to Him who is seated on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before Him who is seated on the throne and worship Him who lives forever and ever. They cast their crowns before the throne and sing out, "Worthy are You, O Lord our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for You created all things. By Your will they existed and were created." Do you notice how their worship focuses on God? They prostrate themselves. They throw off their crowns. Though God has crowned them, these crowns mean nothing in the presence of God's majesty. They worship. They give Him glory and honor, praise. And they cry out that He is three times holy. The repetition three times means this is really serious. This is solemn holiness. And we still use that in our liturgy, do we not? The holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts from Isaiah chapter 6. Also, they sang a new song. In chapter 5, verse 9, "Worthy are You to take the scroll and to open its seals, for You were slain, and by Your blood You ransomed men for God from every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign on the earth." Notice how they worship Christ for what He's done, because this is changing to worship of the Lamb on the throne. I really think that we need to use this book of Revelation, not only here, but in so many other places. I invite you to look through the book, as we'll do eventually, to see how the focus is on worship. And the reason I like to have our focus worship, be worship on to God, be praise and glory to Him, is because too often we human beings are tempted to focus on ourselves. There's a temptation in some of the hymns when I've paged through the hymn books to focus on us. As a matter of fact, take a look at some of the hymn books. Look in the section that they have for hymns about community. And frankly, I find myself appalled, even when the melody is kind of nice. The words of the hymns bother me because they say, "We are building the city of God. We are the light of the world. We are this. We are that. We are so good. God, do You realize how lucky You are to have us worshiping You? Do you know what a bonus You've gotten in having us here in Your church? You are so lucky. You should be happy to have us." Now, that sometimes is the tone. Or I'm exaggerating, I know, but it gets a little too close. The tone should be focused on Christ. I get concerned when people want to feel good as they sing a hymn. And not that I'm against feeling good, but the focus in some of the hymns is to put our arms on our shoulders and start swaying to the music so that as we sway, we feel great about ourselves. The focus has to be Christ. The focus should be worship of God. So that in our liturgy, we join in giving glory to God in the highest. And peace to men of goodwill. We focus on how holy He is and how we want that holiness. We worship God. We adore Him. We praise.
For more insights on this topic, Join Father Mitch Pacwa for his series, The Footsteps of St. Paul, here on EWTN.